The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
What we have been talking about on the show today are these proposals from the Housing Minister, James Brown, to reduce some of the regulations when it comes to apartment buildings. So reducing the minimum size from 37 square metres to 32 and reducing some of the obligations on developers around common areas and communal facilities. For example, the hope is to reduce the cost of apartment building, that you will get more apartments and, as a consequence, you'll have fewer people, fewer young people in this country living at home with their parents. People like Sarah Finnan, the freelance journalist who is with me now. Sarah, how did you come to move back home?
Oh, well, Kieran, that's a million-dollar question. I suppose I was living in Dublin for about 5 years. I had been in Galway before that during my college time. And during my time in Dublin, I had lived in five different houses. I had lived with so many different housemates. I had good landlords and bad. And I was kind of just getting to a point where I was very tired of it. I was also working from home largely at the time. So my house was much more than just a house. And I was kind of coming to see that, you know, that your living environment has such a huge impact on everything, really. And I kind of knew that moving home was an option. I'm very lucky that my parents let me come back home. And I decided to just, initially it was for the idea was to come home for a couple of months to kind of figure things out, decide would I try and find somewhere else to live? Would I move away? Would I get a different job? But now a year and a half later, I'm still here. So it's definitely become a bit more of a, more than a pit stop. But the aim is obviously still to move out at some point.
And how close or far away are you from that reality, moving out?
Well, I left my job in April and I went travelling for 2 months. So I've come back now with no money. So I would say I'm very far away. But I am job hunting. So I'm trying to stay positive that will be in the next couple of months. But yeah, look, the housing situation, especially in Dublin, but in the country at large, is not good. It's very hard to get a place, never mind a room. It kind of comes down to who you know at this point. You know, you're applying on Daft and you don't hear anything back. So it is a kind of a game of who do you know and how can you get in.
And tell me, what are the shortcomings of living at home?
Oh, well, I could talk about this at length. I think I live in Longford, which is quite a rural place. And I think for me, the biggest one this year, especially, has been our electricity. We've had a lot of issues with, you know, during storms and even just scheduled maintenance, our electricity going. So when you're living at home that, or you're working at home, that is, you know, a big factor to take into account. I also don't drive, so I rely very much on public transport, and Irish Rail is not the most reliable at the best of times. That has been something that I've definitely found quite frustrating over the past year. When I was working, I was up and down to Dublin quite a lot. So, you know, the commute does get kind of draining. You kind of have to weigh up, is it better to be paying money and living in Dublin so that you're around, or are you willing to kind of commute an hour and a half both ways and just, you know, smile and put up with it?
Are your parents getting sick of you?
Oh, I imagine so. I would be.
Well, listen, our own Sarah Madden has been asking people in the streets as well, people in their 20s and 30s who are living at home, what it's like.
It's not the best. It's not ideal. You're not breaking away from the family dynamic, you know, being like your own person.
I just live with my mom. It can be really difficult to just live with one parent a lot of the time, especially when you are an adult, you know, because you kind of feel like somebody's a little bit still in charge of you.
Feel kind of stunted, like in terms of my adulthood, living at home. Without being crass, like, it's a bit awkward, like, bringing a lady home or something, you know, oh, how you, ma'am, how you keeping or whatever, and then leaving the morning after is even worse.
I can't really have friends over after a night out or, like, bring people over during the day, but there's just that smaller amount of freedom, you know?
What are the barriers to you living on your own at 26?
Way too expensive. I work in the city, and even if you move anywhere closer, you're looking at over a grand per month.
Broke, basically. Rent's too high probably, yeah, and I don't really get paid a lot. I don't think anyone gets paid enough either. So it's kind of a combination of the two, I suppose.
My parents live in the inner suburbs. Zero cost, zero effort. Why would I move out to the outer suburbs? Why would I do that? Why?
And it means that you're probably going to have to be renting somewhere with like five or six different people, which means you also have less personal space rather than, like, for example, now I have enough.
Are you home alone now or have the kids flown the coop?
No, I have one at home. One is coming back from Spain on Tuesday. One moved out 2 months ago.
My kids are only 6 and 7, even though they have a 34-year-old badge on them. I do feel bad. I was 24 when I moved out, and it was much easier then. My son is 24 now, so it's horrifying for him to think that, you know, he doesn't see that happening for quite a good few years.
Are you hopeful that you'll be able to move out soon?
At the moment, I'd say it's far off.
Anyone who lives outside of their family home lives abroad.
Oh God, yes. Oh God, yes. Hopefully sometime soon.
That was our own Sarah Madden speaking to people in the streets in Dublin. Sarah Finnan is still with me. Sarah, how many of your peers are in a similar situation?
Well, you know, I really relate to what a lot of the listeners you spoke to there said. A lot of my friends do live at home. I think I read a statistic that like 2/3 of people aged between 25 and 29 live at home. And that has definitely been the case for me and my friends. I'm the oldest of five. And just before Christmas, one of my brothers is living here. My sister's currently living here. They're all under the age of 27. So, you know, even in my own house, 3 out of 5 kids were living here at one point. You know, a lot of people spoke there of the loss of independence. And I think that is the biggest thing for me, because I would be a very independent person. And you kind of revert back to your teenage self when you move into your family home. And, you know, you may not always be your best self, but it is because you feel frustrated about things like independence and, you know, something as simple as going to the grocery shop and getting dinner ingredients. You know, that becomes kind of like a day out almost.
And tell me this, amongst your friends then, all those people who are living at home like yourself, is there a sense that, and kind of without getting too party political, I mean, by all means do if you want, but is there a sense that the current policies don't work and another government could solve this problem? Or are people more resigned to this being a long-term thing? You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who's in government the next 1, 2, 3 terms, this is going to be a long fix.
I can only really speak from my own experience, and I think there is kind of a sense of disillusionment with people my age. You know, I'm 29, and I think while I definitely don't agree with how the current government is handling it, I'm not so naive as to think that a new government would come in and just solve everything in a matter of months. It is something that is unfortunately going to take some time. But, you know, the past 2 general elections, I've found that in my constituency, I'm quite limited in who I can vote for. So it can feel very frustrating when you want to change and you're trying to make that happen, but the options just aren't there. And it ultimately feels like whether you vote or don't vote, the government is going to end up the same. And so I do think people are losing hope. And, you know, you've seen homelessness figures rising, children in homelessness, like, and there is money there to solve that problem. And it's very frustrating to see it not being used in the right way.
Sarah, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Sarah Finnan is a freelance journalist. And thank you to our own Sarah Madden as well, as speaking to people on the streets of Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.